And from BCC Cinemas, a very good morning indeed, Lee Stadden. G'day, Lee. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Just come off the bat of the school holidays
And
rolling up our sleeves. We're still busy. We have such an amazing lineup coming out over the next few weeks.
And you're flying out today to maybe, if you get the chance, because you're going to a seminar for BCC, but you're going to try and get out and see one of the really big screens, something very special, Star Trek Beyond. Is that right? That's what you're going to try and do today?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm an uber geek, and I love the Star Trek reboot series. Big, big fan. There's an advanced screening down south, so of course I want to watch it on the big screen with the state-of-the-art sound. And you know what, though? People of Mackay, it releases Thursday, and I am so excited. The USS Enterprise and the crew are back. And this one, yeah, it just seems to be getting bigger and better. And I know that the director, J.J. Abrams, already in the talks to make the fourth Star Trek movie and looking at putting on Chris Hemsworth. So there's no stopping the Aussie actors and no stopping Star Trek by the looks of things.
Well, both the Hemsworth boys are doing very, very well. But I guess the other thing, too, is the characters they've created from the very, very start, going right back to the... Of course, you now got a young Kirk, a young Spock. So this could go on forever.
Oh, I know. It really could. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I've got plenty of popcorn to pop. So we're in good hands.
All right.
In good hands, Becco.
Now, tell us what the story is. What's the main story about the USS Enterprise? What's this one about?
Yeah, look, it's pretty much the USS Enterprise crew explores the furthest reaches of uncharted space, where they encounter a mysterious new enemy who puts them and everything the Federation stands for to the test.
This could be another Borg. It could be anything.
Not the Borg this time, but I'm holding my breath. I'm hoping that eventually that they're going to integrate the Borg into the storyline, because they were the ultimate nemesis of the Federation, and they were just the bee's knees, the villains.
Well, because the Borg used to integrate everybody else, why not integrate them? Anyway, to finish
exactly
it off then,
right.
The great thing is that the technology now and all those early shots, when you look at the old episodes and you go, ha, ha, ha. Now, of course, you've got this phenomenal techniques and so on that you can use. So there will be some amazing things. There's one on those shorts where they sort of blast out of a sun, I think it is, with the background. So, yeah, it'll be good to watch, won't it?
And I'll be holding my breath because I'll be watching it in 3D. I don't like watching every movie in 3D, but this one most definitely is right up there for me. So very keen to see it.
Star Trek Beyond from this Thursday.